Well, hello and welcome to this week's episode of Two Random Sheets. On this week's episode, we have Vincent.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that was my cue. We have... You've nicked my line.
Oh, I just come to my head.
Weddings.
Play the music.
Play the funky music!
You've never said that before.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast after sleep. They go to the toilet and after they eat. The only way to watch you.
Welcome back to the episode.
So it's weddings. It's not a wedding special.
We're not getting married, are we?
You're already married.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Will you be bringing that up?
I'm happy to.
I've had no dinner, by the way, listeners, and I probably wouldn't have had no dinner next week either.
Why have you had no dinner? It's like quarter to eight.
I got a bit behind getting ready for the studio, and I didn't have time to cook myself something. So I just like Adam has supplied the munchies this week.
I don't normally do. I
chocolate chip cookies. An update on chocolate. I still haven't had a bar of chocolate.
Does that don't count
apart from when we've done that chocolate tasting since the first week of March.
Wow.
And it's now, this will go out in June. So it's now June.
Yeah, it is.
And I might have by the time this airs, because I don't know how much my strength can resolve. This is a chocolate chip cookie. I haven't gone totally chocolate free, but I do apologise for any munching. I'm starving. I didn't realise I was that hungry. Weddings. I've got some notes. I have to say, for the first time in 80 episodes, you have bought more notes than what I have.
Well, I ain't read them yet.
You must have been really bored at work.
No, I've done this in my own time.
Yeah, all right.
Drawn some wedding facts to get the ball rolling,
get the juices flowing around the wedding ceremony.
Queen Victoria is credited with starting the Western world's first white wedding dress trend in 1840. Before then, brides simply wore their best dress.
Oh.
Their best dress probably was a sack.
Mm. When she got married to Albert, was Albert, wasn't it? She married Victoria,
no.
Victoria and Albert Museum. Yeah, Albert. He's the one who had the ring for his Elmo.
No, he weren't.
It was, that's why it's called a Prince Albert.
Slander, that's treason.
What? I'm going in the tower.
Yeah.
You know, people get a ring through their helmet.
I didn't know it was called that.
Through their knob. Huh? It's called a Prince Albert. And it's because Queen Victoria's husband allegedly had one.
Really? Is that true?
Google it.
All right, I'll Google it after the show.
Google it.
Turns out your ring finger, you know your ring finger that I wear.
Oh, I know this one. Hang on, before you read it, let me say.
Good.
It goes on that finger because it's something to do with the blood vessel or the vein in that finger goes directly to your heart.
Yep, no. You're there, but that's not true. It was thought that there was a link.
Okay.
Oh. But you're spot on.
That's why.
You'd get like 4 out of 5 for that one, Mark.
Get in!
Right, Nick, I've got a few of these. Where
I'll move around the studio. I'm getting me notes. I'm all a quiver. I've got me notes.
The tradition...
Oh, no, that's last week's interview.
...of a wedding cake comes from ancient Rome, where guests broke a loaf of bread over the bridesmaid's head.
Well, a loaf of bread? Well, see, if it was in Rome,
yeah.
That's Italian bread. That can be hard. Then paninis.
Wallop.
That's why they go in the grill. You had a panini when it ain't been in a grill.
Guys, yeah.
It's like a rock.
You're on the floor, ain't you?
Yeah, of course you are. You ain't,
ever
you
wondered where the phrase tying the knot came from?
No.
Oh.
Next.
In many cultures around the world, including Celtic, Hindu and Egyptian weddings, the hands of the bride and groom are literally tied together.
Ah.
Tying the knot.
That's handy for the old groom on the wedding night. Wee-hee! Go on, son, she's tied up already. You're halfway there.
If we thought we were over the spirit thing, think again. According to tradition, the groom carries the bride across the threshold. Yeah, you know that bit?
Yeah, I know that. In Game of Thrones, they do it. They rip all their clothes off.
But you know why the groom carries the bride over the threshold? Do you know what tradition that goes back to?
No, why is that? Pray tell.
To protect her from evil spirits lurking below.
Ah. Yeah. So if there's evil spirits, they get in, but not her. I caught the wife masturbating during a Rowan Atkinson movie earlier. She loves a good bean flick. Lower in the tone.
No one's going to masturbate over bean.
Oh, you go away.
Right, last one. And this is about honeymoons.
Panthers are not a real species. They are jaguars and leopards who have melanism, which is the opposite of albinism.
Oh, okay. So they're just like a different colour of a tiger.
Yeah, not a tiger.
She's got albino.
They're panthers. Oh, I've lost it.
Right, honeymoons weren't always so luxury. Ancient Norse brides couples went into hiding after the wedding, and family members would bring them a cup of honey wine for 30 days.
Why is it called a honeymoon?
Listen. Family members would bring them a cup of honey wine for 30 days or one moon. So 30 days is one moon cycle. So right. It's called a honey moon.
Oh. That's all facts about wedding that Vince weren't interested in because they weren't talking.
Oh, all right. I'm going to do a poem.
Go on in.
Imagine a pig.
I'm just going to go to the toilet.
In a big purple wig. Imagine a car in the shape of a star. Imagine a bear wearing pink underwear. Imagine a fox wearing red fluffy socks. Imagine a shoe that always stayed new. Just imagine.
What have I got to do a wedding?
Nothing. I just thought I'd do Poetry Corner this early. I've got a new feature coming up soon, but not yet.
What?
Where did you go on honeymoon? Mallorca, was it? Something
Portugal.
Like that.
Portugal.
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 Yeah. Tell me about your wedding.
Wedding. Right, so the shotgun was held pretty near to me.
Was it shotgun?
No, it wasn't shotgun with it. The boy came, no? The boy came to the wedding. My boy came to the wedding.
Oh, he'd already been born, the boy?
Yeah, he was already there.
Oh, he was already there.
Yeah, we've got like one illegitimate. Yeah, and one...
Legitimate.
That's the
illegitimate
word.
And legitimate. Oh, legitimate.
Yeah, we got one of each.
Yeah.
In 1950, throwback.
So the boy came to the wedding.
He came. Was he best man? How old was he?
No, but dad was best man.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, dad was best man. Didn't have no mates. Didn't know you back then, did I? So
would I have been best man? If you got married next week, who'd be your best man?
Still with me, dad.
You fucking...
He's a beep. It's his first beep. I don't think I would invite you, to be honest.
Oh, I'm furious.
I want to be
at least a page boy.
I was working in a factory, and there's like, because it's like a bloke's factory, there's like a load of blokes and that. And when I said to him, oh yeah, I'm getting married in like next couple of weeks' time, I didn't go in there with one invite. No one got an invite.
If you was getting married now, would you invite anyone from work other than me?
No.
Really?
I don't think, no one.
What about the one who's banned, whose name has been banned?
Nah. No one getting an invite.
Really? I would.
Would you invite everyone?
Not everyone, no. It would be difficult to who not to and not, who to, well, but it depends on how big my wedding was. Listeners, I have never, ever been married. I'm 45 years old.
Yeah.
Me and Bev are engaged. I proposed at top of Empire State Building, just for those of you who are wondering.
That must be in a previous episode, surely.
I think I have mentioned that before, yeah.
Surely.
Proposed up there. That was 3-4 years ago. I did propose because I wanted to get married and I still want to get married. Before I was with Bev, I had a couple of other long-term relationships, and quite a few small-term relationships as well. And was engaged once before as well, but never sort of... I don't know why I'm not married. I mean, my family has a history. My parents were divorced. My brother's been married and divorced. My sister's been married and divorced about 18 times.
Yeah.
So whether that subconsciously is... I don't know, it's just the way my life's gone. I'd get married to Bev tomorrow, to be fair. I would get married tomorrow. But circumstance, whatever, money to do with it. Do you know what I mean?
It's,
you know, we're happy as we are, like Malcolm Rowe said last week.
Yep.
We're mates, so, but we probably will. I've written a speech already. I've written my groom's speech already.
But
I wrote it like 3 years ago, and I keep having to update it.
Yeah. I was 21 when we got married, so it was all before. I know our wedding day, the same day, so we had the wedding day, that same week we went on the honeymoon. We didn't go straight after, but we went the same week. And we moved into our first house that same week that we was paying for.
Yeah, so, yeah, sorry to interrupt, because I mean, what you're saying is we're talking about weddings, and there's always this thing, you have to go through media and what you've seen on the films and what you've seen on the telly and telly programmes. It's like the age old thing, which I know doesn't happen now, but it used to be you'd have the wedding, you'd have the wedding night, first time I'd ever done it.
Yeah.
Then they would go on honeymoon, or they'd go off from the wedding to the airport to their honeymoon. And then when they come back from honeymoon, there's a brand new house they're moving into they've never used. Yeah. He carries her across the threshold, like you was just talking about a minute ago. But it doesn't work like that in real life. Tell me if you've been to a wedding where you've watched the bride and groom go, you've all stayed at the hotel, then you've watched them all go to the airport, and then you've all Ubered their new house for them. So when they come back 2 weeks later from Lanzarote,
we didn't plan it, it kind of, because we was getting a mortgage, and it kind of all just fell into place. It was the same week we got married.
Yeah.
And the honeymoon was already booked. So then that was already booked as a honeymoon. So.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think now you can, you know, you have the flexibility and you have the, that's what I'm saying. You haven't, when you're looking at arranging a wedding, you haven't got to think, well, hang on a minute, if we could fly out the very next day and then we could do this. And most people live together now anyway. Me and Bev have lived together for 10 years.
I think people go stupid nowadays. They think they need to spend 50 grand on a wedding just for one day of...
I went to a wedding a few weeks ago, a wedding reception a few weeks ago. I'm sure someone said it cost £30,000 this wedding. Stupid. Now, we only went to the evening bit.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong, the location this wedding was in was unbelievable. It was just beautiful.
30 grand, really?
It's not.
Someone gives me 30 grand, mate. Yeah. I'm going to do more than get a, buy, have a wedding, waste it all. Not waste. I apologise. That's the wrong word because that was their choice. If that's what people want to pay out, then fair dues. It is only one day of your life and all this, that, and the other. But I'm going to have sausage roll and chips from the chippy at our wedding. And we've already said, because we do talk about it. Bev wears say yes to the dress every half an hour at home when she's at home. But we have talked about it, and we said we'd like to do it that rather than do like a whole day where you have the ceremony and then you go back for a meal and then you wait around a couple of hours and then the evening starts and you have a buffet and all that. We'd like to go somewhere where we have the ceremony as late as humanely possible.
All right.
4 or 5 o'clock. Time you do your photos and all that. Go back. Buffet comes out. Evening guests arrive all at the same time. So tell the evening guests, come along at 6, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
And everyone's there at the same time then, so then you'd have an hour or whatever, you have something to eat, couple of speeches, off your crack.
Right, so because as was done, because we was both young, was still done on a bit of a budget,
yeah.
With parents helping, we was both working, but parents helping as well,
Registry office.
Registry office. We done that, so we had like close family there, probably had about 30 to 40 people, we got big families.
Yeah, oh I know,
so,
yeah.
So we had them there. It was nice. Everyone did pictures. The weather like for the outdoor pictures just stayed.
So you didn't have a photographer?
Yeah, we had a photographer.
You had a photographer as well.
We had a proper photographer. The only proper people we had a proper DJ.
Yeah.
That we didn't know. Proper photographer that we didn't know before. These are people that were booked.
Yellow pages.
Probably even in yellow pages by then. And a proper
car driver.
Cake maker. I think.
Because there's all the other stuff in there. There's cars. That was it. Dresses.
We had a proper car.
Right.
Me and my dad, I had the same suit from Burton's.
Yeah.
Because seriously, when you, it'd be nice to keep. The missus had the full works with the suit. She was going for fittings every couple of weeks.
Yeah, so she bought that dress.
Yeah.
And I do think that a wedding day, it's a bride's day.
It's a bride's
day. Whether it's a 30 grand day or it's on a budget day, I think the one thing that you are, the biggest thing in your budget is going to be the bride's dress.
Yeah, so she...
Because you've got to let her have what she wants.
Yeah, she had the full works of her dress, whatever she wanted. It weren't like 50 grand, it was probably a couple of grand.
Yeah.
It was probably the biggest expense of the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And she was going to be fitted and it was done all properly at a proper bridal shop.
Yeah.
But I think like our family... So then we had the reception... And then we didn't have no sit-down meal. We went back to the social club where the hall we hired at.
Yeah.
They had a bar there that was all paid. They weren't the first 2 grand. They weren't the first 3 hours. It was pay or don't drink.
Yeah.
But we had bottles. But then her mum did the buffet.
Yeah.
But so what we had, we got married about 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then the evening meal was, reception?
Yeah.
Started probably about 6-ish.
Yeah.
So we was back at this hall. So you think we've just been married. We're back at the hall now. And we're
3 o'clock.
Yeah, we're helping set up all the buffet. So we're all there, all my family. All
cooking, all setting up the tables.
Her mum and dad, all the people that's basically at the reception was back setting up the hall. Because my family's massive when they turn up. So we're setting it up with the DJs setting these bits up. The bar, they had a couple of bar staff. So we did have bottles of drink for kids and stuff. Yeah. So they ain't got to keep spending fiver for a can of Coke.
Yeah.
So we set up the buffet. I never once went to that buffet. Just because it was too much. It was too much of a... I was starving, don't get me wrong. Too much of a scene, everyone.
But you're hypo as well, and as you say, you're doing a lot of circulating, I would imagine. Yeah. I don't know, but only through what I watch from going to weddings, there's a lot of work you have to put in, bride and groom, you have to put a lot of work in.
But we were quite hosts. Quite relaxed here. So then people started turning up, give you presents when they turn up, that's always exciting, because it's a bit like Christmas.
Yeah, getting a present.
So everyone would give presents. My family, there's travellers and there's a lot, and word got round there was a party, and it was Ramo.
Yeah.
It was Ramo in this reception hall that was in this social club hall that was quite big. The DJ was good. He was good apart from I spoke about it a little
while. He mucked up his song,
but that's the only mistake he done, the boy. We had a first dance. I had a fight with someone called Naz that the wife brought this up recently.
Did you have a fight at your own wedding?
I had a fight at my own wedding.
Oh, God. Tell us.
So there's a...
I don't want to close my eyes. I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing.
He's just one of the people she nursed that she worked with.
Okay.
And I've seen him a few times. I think I'll give him a lift home once or something.
Right.
And always saying, the missus says to me, why didn't you like him? One of them people you just don't
you
like.
You don't, yeah.
But there's no reason, you just don't like him.
Yep.
So he was at the reception.
Hold on.
So he was there.
What happened there?
Oh, I thought the button flashed, but it was my eye twitching. There was not even a light this side or flash. I walked straight up to him.
Oh, pardon me.
Headlock on the floor.
Why? Why? What, you just went up? Was you drunk?
Oh, I was drunk before we got married.
Well, you ain't had nothing to eat either.
Me and my dad stopped at like an off licence on the way. Off licence on the way, because my dad drove me there.
Yeah.
He was best man, stopped for an off licence on the way. We got, you know, that little tiny bottle, probably about that big, bottle of whiskey. When, as soon as we pulled up, we downed half a bottle each, because my dad gets nervous. We, you know the picture of you signing the registry book?
Yeah.
On that, my eyes are like that.
He just done funny eyes.
Yeah, I was like that. And yeah, that was basically it. We had a good evening. And then the taxi came, because we had karaoke.
So tell me, no, get back to the fight.
Oh, I just got him an headlock on the floor when I was.
What, for no reason? Because you was pissed out, which went out to him. Headlock on the floor, rolling around.
Headlock on the floor, and yeah, it just had to be. Oh, it weren't like it had to be pulled off and restrained.
Right.
I just had to be pulled off.
Did he go home?
I can't remember what happened.
What did Mrs. Wint say?
I can't remember. No. I can't remember none of it. Oh, but she'll bring it up every. Do you remember when you had a fight with Naz? Why didn't you like him? good old Naz. If I see him now, no, I'm giving him headlock. You know when people.
Do you reckon he was a threat, a rival,
no,
for her affections?
If you saw him, you would say nope.
Oh, so why didn't you like him then?
Just because he didn't like the look of him.
Oh, okay.
There was something, you know where you just see something, you thought, don't like
him. I feel a bit like that about Elton.
Elton was there doing the...
I bet he was at all. When you said you had karaoke, I bet he was the first fucker up.
Yeah.
So I bet he done his own tune and all.
Because I was so drunk, they couldn't get me off the karaoke.
I fucking wish I'd known you.
I used to grow up...
I really wish I'd known you back then.
When I grew up, where we used to live in Leytonstone,
if I get married, we're in the shit, you know. I'm getting divorced before, because you're going to be there and I won't be with my bride. First dance will be with you.
there was two boys downstairs we used to play with called Wayne and Dean.
Right.
And they're...
like Pearl and Dean.
It was Wayne and Dean.
Was their surname King? Wayne King?
No, their surname was Saint Muhammad.
Right.
So they was there. So it was them two. And me on the karaoke that I've not seen for 10 years, and we was doing Marilyn Manson, and we was doing, because they love all that Marilyn Manson.
I bet all the oldies and all that enjoyed that.
Oh, so I had to kind of be dragged off. Then a taxi arrived, and I didn't want to go. I was like, I ain't going nowhere.
Where was you going, to a hotel or just?
Yeah, one in Rochester. My uncle paid for like the bridal suite.
Oh, nice. That's
I grabbed my cousin on the floor and was snogging her, and then, you know, you move,
snogging her.
You know when you move down the chain?
Yeah. No, oh, when everyone's sitting, when you have
cousin,
the lineup.
Her sister.
Well, it's still your cousin. If
her
it's your
sister.
Cousin.
Not cousin, sister, her sister.
Oh, what, your wife's sister?
Yeah.
So you were snogging, what, cunt?
No, because you know you're walking down the...
Yeah, everyone, she kisses all the men and...
I was kissing all the women and I was out of it. When we got to the home...
Did she kept the hump, Mrs. Winch?
No, because it was more playful. It weren't like I was...
Right, okay.
Being
the way you were, I was snogging my cousin. I know you said there was travellers there.
I don't know why I said cousin. So when we got to the hotel, I was so needy. You know when you need to that stage, you need to go to the toilet, and it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much where you're thinking, I'll do anything. I don't care. I'll pay £1 million. I need to go wee.
Yeah.
When we got to the hotel, the wife was booking us in. I've legged it up these stairs, knocked on the first door. This old lady's open. I've gone flying in.
No, you haven't. No.
Yeah.
What, in some random's hotel room?
I just ran up the stairs, the first door, knocked it in there. I'm in their toilet. So the wife had to come and get me out. We took her up to the thing. It had a jacuzzi. This room, bridal suite.
Had a jacuzzi in the room?
It had a four-poster bed, and it had a jacuzzi in the thing.
Oh, my God.
I walked in there, got in the jacuzzi, and fell asleep. It weren't even no water in it. She had to, about half hour later, she's woke me up and dragged me up, because you're trying to do whatever you
consummate need. The marriage.
Yeah, I fucked that wife. I don't know what I was doing. But the next morning, I remember, we was having breakfast, because it was a breakfast included, and the couple that I ran in their room, they was like one table away.
Oh.
And you know when you keep looking up, and then Mrs. Assam, and then we just got back, opened all the presents, and that was it.
Oh, brilliant! What a brilliant! That is the finest story.
I think
you've ever told. I wish I was there.
But when I get to that level of drunk, I'm not violent. Like apart from Naz, I'm not violent. I get a bit out of control.
Yeah, can't stop.
Yeah, I'm like a happy drunk, but hypo drunk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're like that most of the time.
I'm like that most of the time. Well, thank you for listening to my wedding tales. On next week's episode, we have.
Oh, no, that was cool. That was a very good story. I had a list. I know you've got... I've done a strange... I was doing a list. I thought, what can I have as a list?
Good.
For wedding venues. So I was Googling strange wedding venues. And then next to that, there was extreme. So this is just 20. So I'll do the strange wedding venues first. And these are all UK as well. Submarine, Haunted Castle.
Oh, well.
Treehouse.
I'll do the Haunted Castle.
The Gherkin in London. You know that tower?
Yeah,
big tower block that looks like a Gherkin. A whiskey vault, that's up in Scotland.
Oh, okay.
You'd probably like that.
an aquarium. It wasn't London Aquarium, but it was an aquarium. It was a picture of the bride and groom in front
There's
of a
more
well.
Than one aquarium than London Aquarium, you know.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying I thought that's the only one I know. A cave, that's out in, I think that's down in Cornwall somewhere, and I think there's something like an 80 metre walk for the bride to get up to the altar, yeah, through the sea. No, if the tide's out, I think you're right. I didn't read it. A dinosaur museum, an art gallery and a cinema.
Hold on, dinosaur museum, that's got to be national.
What, no, it's just like there's some dinosaur museum in Norfolk or something like that.
You know it's going to be a shit one.
Yeah, of course it is. It's just somewhere that hires out, it's got a venue, isn't
it? It's got one bone in it.
I mean, people get married on football pitches and all. You can get, if you get it ordained or something, you can get married anywhere you want nowadays. Yeah. Art gallery and cinema. Extreme wedding venues, some of these were excellent though.
That weren't the extreme ones, the submarine was the first one,
that's just strange.
No.
Extreme wedding venues, space. Well, that's totally extreme. No one's ever got married in space.
Yeah, but they're doing them space trips, so that might
That's the other one. The top of Everest. They do these ceremonies at the top of Everest. Ice Hotel in Sweden.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
Shark Tank in New York. But it's not in the actual tank with the
in
sharks.
The cage with, where you go down?
No, it's just like, you know when you've got one of them underwater tunnels.
Oh, okay.
It's like an aquarium, basically. Yeah. But there's all sharks around you.
Oh.
Ayers Rock, Australia. I don't think it's on the rock. I think, again, it's just somewhere
that
you,
with a big...
you might as well say Eiffel Tower. You might as well say...
I thought it's called Devil's Rock.
Ayers Rock. That's the big one where it's the red sunset and all
oh,
that.
Oh, okay.
That's Ayers Rock. Masai Mara National Park.
What's that?
So that's like one in wildlife adventures. You can get married like out in the bush and then you'll be in the bush. Scott Island in Antarctica. That's the one I'd like to do. Island in Antarctica.
What's that?
Well, it's basically ice. It's just the snow. It's
what's wrong with the ice hotel? That's just the same, isn't it?
No, because I want to go somewhere remote and extreme. And Antarctica, you can't get more fucking extreme than that, can you?
No family members or friends are turning up to that one.
No, I don't care about
that. Oh, that's true.
Paramount Studios, LA.
All right.
Great Wall of China. You can get married on that.
Yeah,
I don't
know
what bit, because it's only 3,000 miles.
Yeah, that's what
I don't know what bit you're on. And the Yasuo volcano in the South Pacific.
On top of the volcano?
I don't know. You're probably down below as it rumbles.
No, that's true.
I don't really know, if I'm honest. But that was it was quite interesting seeing. But people do it as they're jumping off a bungee and things like that. I've read about things like that when people do it. Go on, you're about to read something out.
I've got some wedding jokes.
Wedding jokes?
But they're more like one-liner jokes.
Go on, then.
That's shit, to be honest.
He's here all week.
He has been in love with the same woman for 25 years. I hope his wife doesn't find out. I walked up the aisle and said,
"I do." This
part
of the Sheets podcast,
and I've been doing it ever since.
Oh yeah, right.
I always quiet weddings, especially my own.
It's just like saying
they get better.
Oh, really? I fucking hope so. I've sworn too much in this episode. Why? Why, perchance?
You like this?
Why?
You like this one? It's not a joke. They're not all jokes.
Oh,
live each day as if it were your last, and each night if it were your first.
Okay.
You like that one?
I like a good quote like that.
The bride looks absolutely stunning. The groom looks absolutely stunned. It's a nice one. The groom was not a pretty baby. His mother got morning sickness after he was born.
That was so funny. That was a genuine...
They married for better or for worse. He couldn't have done any better and she couldn't have done any worse. Love is blind and marriage... I'm not going to read.
All right. These are gripping. I can tell the listeners are just rolling around the floor with laughter.
She is a great housekeeper. After the divorce, she get to keep it. That's a good one, surely.
That's great.
The bride, the last one. This is the best one. This is the creme de la creme.
The creme de la mort.
I've got some of these for next week as well.
Don't bang the table.
The bridesmaids cried. Even the wedding cake.
Oh, very good. Very clever. Now, that was worth it for the end.
Was that worth it?
They got better. Well, they didn't. But the end one was... It was worth listening to all that shit apart from the end.
Now, when you're reading out your jokes...
You're better with no notes. Don't ever do notes again. You're not vaping in here. I had a quick story about a wedding I went to once. A family cousin's.
Well, roll it for 5 minutes.
Wedding. No, because I've got a new feature to bring up. At the end. We went to a wedding. And me, my brother and sister, we always used to... take it in turns to drive, but I don't know if that's true because of there would have been us three in the car. Oh yeah, plus because I was single till I was about 30.
So if there was a wedding or a party come up, you'd say
we'd all take it in turns to drive. So we went to my cousin's wedding. It not lavish, but it was no expense spared.
Okay,
free bar.
See, that's what
and it was odd. We went to this was all day. We was there. They had an announcer. Every couple that came in. No, I was with someone. Because we got announced together as we can. Anyway, I was driving. It was my turn.
It was your turn.
And we had an announcer, like a town crier, that announced when he was announcing one, he didn't get your names while everyone watched the people going.
Wow.
And he announced
that. That was probably Uncle Fred.
So we went and sat down, had this meal, had this nice meal and everything. So everyone's sitting around. And this bar turns up, like a mobile bar, plots up at the far end of the hall. So I said, I'll go up and get us all a drink, because maybe we hadn't had the meal yet or whatever, because it's all free, all day and all night.
Yeah.
And it's hot, but I'm driving. It goes up to this bar, and you know when you get when you go to a sports event or a concert, you get the plastic pint cups?
Yeah, you know, I know the ones you mean.
They've got them. So everyone's gone, get us a beer. Even the girls, get me half a beer.
Yeah.
The blokes, get us a beer. Bev, so I've gone out and got...
Bev said, give me a keg of beer.
Yeah, Bev went there, but she would have said that if she was there. This is back when I was 20 odd years old. Goes up to the bar, they pours the first pint.
Is it a cup of foth?
This plastic cup is a cup of pure joy, condensation, 100% lager. And you just... Because you're up, you've been sitting there in a suit.
Oh, I've got you.
And I've looked at it and I've gone... Oh my God. And then thought, oh my God, I'm driving.
Ah.
And I had to sit there for about 9 hours.
What did you have, Coke?
Yeah, I had one beer because I knew that I weren't driving home till that evening. I had one pint and I had about a half a pint about 7 o'clock that evening. But the rest of the time I had Coke. And my sister's first husband was with us then. When they got married, he was about 10, 15 years older than her.
Yeah.
So, and we, as I say, I was about 20. So to me, he was like an old man because he was like my age or whatever.
Oh, true, yeah.
And he got really drunk because everyone got pissed, right? Yeah. Because it was hot and this beer was just flowing so nicely.
Yeah.
And he got dehydrated and I've never seen...
Oh, because beer's probably dehydrated,
doesn't it? He looked quite old. Because you've got to have water if you're hot because it's not quenching your thirst having a beer. And he was sitting there at one point and it got to about half 10, 11 o'clock.
When he just passed
gearing
out.
Up to sort of go, no, he's sitting there. And he's like, he aged in front of him. It's the colour just where I just looked over at him like I'm looking at you now. Went like to talk to him, oh, just going to have a dance. I'll be there in a minute. Oh my God, what's happened to you? And he was sitting there like this, like a zombie. His face was drained like this. He was white. He was just, and he was sitting there like, he weren't sweating. He was like all clammy and everything. And I was like, we need to get him home. There's something wrong with him. He's gone, I've dehydrated. He weren't even drunk. He weren't even drunk because it was so hot. You were sweating a bit. It was one of them ones you couldn't even get drunk. I need some water. And it was worrying. I drove home like a nutter.
Did you get in the water?
Yeah, we got him some water and everything, but the next day he was fine. But I've never seen anyone turn. But the point was, going to a wedding and you're driving, there's free beer and it's hot and it's freezing cold like that. But it was too far. It was a 45-minute drive, hour drive. Yeah. It was too far to cab. I didn't go there the next day. There was no one else to get a lift off and what have you.
Yeah.
So it weren't. It's not always about getting pissed. It's about the fact you want to have a few drinks.
You want to have some.
But you're going to be over the limit. I wouldn't have staggered out of there.
Yeah.
Because as I say, I'm not much of a drinker. But I wanted more than one beer throughout the course of the day.
Of course you did.
Do you know what I mean? I have a new feature
I'm
to end with.
I'm excited about this.
You might not be. It's something I found.
Have you got trainers on with no socks?
No, I've got socks. I've got them little white ankle things that you can't see. They've slid down. This is something I found by accident on Instagram. And it's a site. And so I'm stealing from them. I'm not no shame in admitting it. I've just got to find them first.
All the best material is stolen.
Everything I do is stolen.
But people steal from us.
So this site on Instagram is called Horror Files.
Horror Files?
Yeah, so it's almost, you know the little quote you just done about the live every day as if you're last and every night as if it's your first? So it's like that.
That wasn't my own quote, you know?
No, I know. These are a little bit...
scarier.
A little bit different.
So let's end the episode on Vince's quotes. I'm gonna sit back and listen in the wind.
I've got to find the right suitable one.
We could be a wilder boy.
Yeah, because some of them are better than others. But I'll end with this one.
Wait, is it just one?
No, there's loads of them, mate. This is a new feature that's
gonna last
about 1 minute, if that.
Is it like a little story?
No, it's not a story. It's that long. It's about six lines.
All right,
it's not even a story.
All right, I'll get you now.
A few hours after I was buried alive, I was thrilled when I heard someone digging me out. My joy quickly faded when I realised the sound was coming from under me.
Ah!
Oh, mate. Oh, mate, there's loads of them.
There one more.
Oh, I've just come out of it. Close the app.
I like stuff like
that. Yeah, I was reading them last night. I don't even know how I found it. I found it by... Someone had obviously retweeted it on Instagram.
I was all built up to say that was shit after you destroyed my jokes, but it was better than I thought.
Every night I hear strange noises coming from the basement. But my wife says it's just rats. I know she's wrong. Rats don't whisper,
we're going to kill you.
Right, they keep that as a good feature because I
that's,
like that.
Yeah, that's a good feature in it. I've got one. I'm not going to do a game review. I'll save it for next.
What's the Instagram website called?
Horrorfiles.
Horrorfiles.
HORRORPHILES.
Horrorfiles
on Instagram. Right, don't tell everyone to read them because it'll ruin my feature.
Yeah, but you've got to read them. That's their stuff.
Yeah, I found it like.
We're like the greatest world famous podcast. We've got to get.
They'll do what we say, and Horrorfiles will be grateful for the new followers.
Of course they will.
They'll get at least two on the back of that.
That's like BBC saying, listen to this.
Listen to us.
Watch their Instagram.
Yeah, I know!
All right, thank you very much
for listening. Do I say that?
Thank you very much. Thank you very, 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 very much. What was
thank that? You very much
Quality
for
Street.
Doing a dish.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for the hungry wall. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you very much for taking me to the seaside.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very, very. Roses, not Quality Street.
Was it Roses?
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. See you later.
Ta-da.
Bye.
They wake up in the morning and brush their teeth. They bring out a podcast half asleep.
You know what? That was all a lie. I ain't even married.
They go to the toilet and after they eat, the only way to watch two random sheets. They live their lives on the road just to bring you some comedy gold. One's getting bold but the other's getting old. The only way to watch two random sheets. They met some people on the road, some pretty famous and others are dopes. Ain't no scripts and just the jokes, with coffee stains all over their nose. They don't like British drivers, they don't like VIPs, they don't like full car parks, neither do we. They don't like lazy bastards when you can walk free. They don't like Christmas shopping, just buy it online like me. They go to sleep and brush their teeth. They finish a podcast half asleep. They go to the toilet, the only way to watch, the only way to watch.